Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. Well, how do we get this false sensation of being an ego? Well, it seems to me that it's made up of two things. And the first thing we have to understand, which I have explained before on a previous talk, but it's worth going over it again, is that in the course of civilization, we make a confusion between our ideas and words and symbols about the world and the world itself. So, the image, the idea, the symbol, the word is not the reality. So the ego, what we feel as I, consists of two elements. Number one is our image or idea of ourselves. This is made up mostly of things that other people have told us about ourselves, or by looking at ourselves in a mirror, or by listening to ourselves played back on a tape recorder or television, and we get an image of ourselves. When I was a little boy, I remember I had a friend up the street called Peter, and I admired Peter very much. Sometimes I came home and I imitated Peter's behavior. And my mother said to me, "Alan, that's not you, that's Peter." Because, you see, she was giving me an image of myself. And when I did anything terrible, she said, "Alan, it's just not like you to do that." See, she was busy building in me an image, an idea of the kind of act I was supposed to put on, the kind of person I was supposed to be. And you know the word person comes from the Latin persona, which means that through which per sonum the sound goes. And it referred originally to the mask worn by actors in classical drama, because those masks had megaphonic mouths so that in the open-air theatre they would project the sound. So the persona, the person, is the mask, is the role you're playing. And all your friends and relations and parents and teachers are busy telling you who you are, what your role in life is, and you know there are a certain number of acceptable roles you can play. So, first of all then, your sense of I is your sense of who you are, whether you are tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, whether you're a clown type, a strong silent man type, a clinging vine feminine type, etc., etc. We can name dozens of them. But you identify yourself with a certain way of acting. It's quite complicated, but nevertheless, there's a certain way of acting with which you identify yourself and which constitutes your image. Now, that image of yourself that you have is a social institution. In the same way, for example, as it is a social institution to divide the day into 24 hours, or to divide the foot into 12 inches, or to draw lines of latitude and longitude, which are purely imaginary, over the surface of the earth. It's very useful to do that, because by means of that we navigate. But there are no lines of latitude and longitude over the earth. They are imaginary. You cannot, for example, use the equator to tie up a package, because it's an abstract, imaginary line. And so, in just the same way, your image of yourself as ego is an imaginary concept that is not this organism, and is furthermore not this organism in its inseparable relationship to its whole physical and natural environment. So therefore, the image of yourself that you have is simply a caricature our image of ourselves is a caricature of ourselves because it does not include almost all the important things about ourselves. It does not include all the goings-on inside the physical organism. Oh, we get belly rumbles, and occasionally we're aware of that. Occasionally we're aware of our breathing. Occasionally we're aware of it hurts somewhere. But for the most part, we are totally unconscious of everything going on inside us. We are unconscious of our brains and how they work. We are unconscious of our relationships to the external world. Many of our relationships to other people are completely unconscious. I mean, we depend, say, on telephone operators, electricians supplying our electricity, on all kinds of services that we never even think about. We don't think about air pressure. We don't think about the chemical constitution of the air we breathe. We don't think about cosmic rays, gamma rays, X-rays, the output of the sun. All these things are absolutely essential to our life, but they are not included in the ego image. So the ego image is very incomplete. In fact, it's an illusion. But we say now, look, it can't be that way. Because I feel I.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I mean, it's not just an image of myself I have. I have a solid feeling behind the word I. When I think I feel there's something there. So I feel, don't I, that behind this image, this symbol of myself, there is what we would call a concrete referent. There is a feeling, a solid sensation to which it refers. Now, what is that? Interesting question, because the first thing, if your brain is your ego, you have very little in the way of direct sensation of your brain. In fact, operations can be performed on the brain with only surface anesthesia because there's no feeling in the brain itself. Try that one out for size. You don't feel all these interior operations. They, therefore, cannot be the sensation of ego. When your eyes are functioning well, you don't see your eyes. If your eyes are imperfect, you see spots in front of them. That means there's some lesions in the retina or wherever it may be. And because your eyes aren't working properly, you feel them. So in the same way, you don't hear your ears. If you have singing in your ears, it means there's something wrong with your ears. So, therefore, if you do feel yourself, there must be something wrong with you. And whatever you have the sensation of I is like spots in front of the eyes. It means something's wrong with your functioning. That's why you feel you're there. Why you feel you as being different from and somehow cut off from all that you really are, which is everything you're experiencing. The real you is the totality of everything you're aware of and a great deal more besides. But what is this thing that we feel in ourselves? We say, that is the concrete material me. Well, I'll tell you what it is. When you were a little child in school, you remember? You were picking your nose and looking out of the window or flicking spitball or something. Suddenly the teacher rapped the desk and said, pay attention! Wowee. Now, how did you do that? Well, you stared at the teacher and you put a frown on your face because that's how it looks like to pay attention. And when the teacher sees all the pupils in the class staring at her or him and frowning, then the teacher is consoled and feels that the class is paying attention. That this class is doing nothing of the kind. The class is pretending to pay attention. All right, so you're reading a book. some difficult book you have to read because it's required. And you're bored to death with it. And you think, well, I really have got to concentrate on this book. And so you sort of glare at it. And you try to force your mind to follow its argument. And then you discover you're not really reading the book. You're thinking about how you ought to read it. What do you do if I say to you, now look, take a hard look at me. Would you please take a hard look at me? See, take a real hard look. Now what are you doing? What's the difference between a hard look and a soft look? Why? With your hard look, you are straining muscles around your eyes. And you're starting to stare. Now if you stare at a distant image, like a clock far away from you, you make the image fuzzy. If you want to see the clock clearly, you must close your eyes, imagine black for a while, and then lazily and easily open them, and you will see the image. The light will come to you. And what do you do if I say, now listen carefully. Listen very carefully to what I'm saying. You'll find you're beginning to strain yourself around your ears. Golly, I remember in school, I had a boy who couldn't read sat next to me. And he wanted to convince the teacher that he really was trying to read. So he would say, run, spot, run. No, and he was using all his muscles. Well, what have they got to do with reading? What are straining your muscles here to hear? Straining your muscles here to see. What has that got to do with seeing? Nothing. All right, supposing somebody says, okay, now, you've got to use your will. You've got to exercise strong will. That's the ego, isn't it? What do you do when you exercise your will? Or they say, grit your teeth, clench your fists. See, so you grit your teeth, you clench your fists, or if you want to stop wayward emotions, you go uptight. You pull your stomach in, or hold your breath, or contract your rectal muscles. Like this. But all those activities have absolutely nothing to do with the efficient functioning of your nervous system.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.